He's a Gold Coaster. We love him. He's won the World Surfing Championship three times.
And Mick Fanning now. He grabs the wall. He pulls in. He's coming out. He likes it.
Joining us right now, Mick, thanks very much. But another huge day. You got the golf day on Friday. Cooling got a Tweed, raising really important money that, you know, floods were 12 months ago, but a lot of people forget very quickly as well.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think there's a lot of people down the Northern Rivers that feel like they've been forgotten. I was down there last week, actually, and it was still so horrific. In places like Woodburn and Broadwater, there's only 20% of people back in their homes, which is really, really sad. Just trying to bring that awareness back, but also try and raise some funds so we can get these people back in their homes.
Mick, at the time, you were easily the first to respond to this situation, like miles ahead of the emergency services and the politicians. Do you feel like in that 12 months we've had a lapse that those response times have been improved or things have been addressed?
Yes and no, I guess. I think people are sort of a little bit more wary of what can happen. People are wary about making sure that they listen to the evacuations and get out of there. But
that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah. But, speaking to some of the people, it just feels like now it's out of the mainstream media. The people aren't coming in to help out, or the people aren't.
Media moves quick, doesn't it?
It does, which is sad. And we all understand that. But, as I said, there's a lot of people that's still out of their home and displaced. And even schools are displaced down there, which is really sad.
No, yeah, we had people from Madrabar moved down into caravans. They got flooded away and then they were homeless, like living in cars. So,
well, it's so wonderful that you are taking the time to raise the money. But I do honestly believe that just allowing them to not feel forgotten is probably the biggest thing and would mean the most to them, obviously, the cash. Always means a lot, but it's so wonderful that you do that. But I am actually going to flip it to something a little bit lighter, Mick.
Yeah.
Because you may not know this. Nelly, our very own Triple M's Nelly, she actually had two screensavers of you her computer. She's come down this end.
She's never been this early before in her life.
This is the hottest I've ever seen her looking. Yeah. How do you cope with people just fawning over you?
Oh, I don't know. It makes me embarrassed, to be honest.
Yeah, I just say that. When you get asked a question like that, and I've seen it over the years, you just collapse. It's amazing to watch you. You're a very humble bloke, right? But even our old producer, who, as I say, she was a hard ass. She was completely in love with you. Do you get a lot of attention when you go out at night from women?
I've got my head down and I'm focused on my wife.
Well, that's a real question because you're married.
No, I actually don't go out that much anymore. So.
And actually, you raise a good point. How does your wife cope with it? In all seriousness.
Yeah, she's comfortable. Look, I don't really get that much attention. I'm sort of just, as I said, head down and don't pay attention. Yeah.
Well, the big golf day, this is what makes you great, to be honest.
The big golf day is on Friday. We can't wait. For those people who aren't going to be playing, and how many people you got playing and who's some of the names? Because last year it was epic, the amount of people that turned up. And if you've never had been played in a golf day, one of the greatest golf days of all time. It's just full of great spirit, great atmosphere. No matter what hole you go to, there's something there and just everybody's there all for the right reasons. It's just from the moment you get there until whatever time you decide to leave, it's fantastic.
Yeah, thanks, mate. We're really proud of what we do down there. This year we've got some incredible celebrities come in. We've got Hamish and Andy are coming this year, Alan Border, we've got Guy Sebastian.
Awesome.
Plenty more, Nat Cook. A lot of really cool celebrities, and we thank them so much for their time. And sorry you're not there this year, Spide.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be in WA. I'm spewing. Trust me. It was a tough call.
Can you still play in the game of golf, or is that field full?
So unfortunately, that team's full. We've had incredible sponsors this year come on board. But you can get involved by auction items online. Plus, there's also Beer for a Year raffles, $10 a ticket.
Awesome. So if people just Google Mick Fanning's golf day, they'll be able to get the links to where to buy these tickets.
Yeah, just go on my bio on my Instagram, just MFanno, or the Mick Fanning Charity Golf Day on Instagram, and it's all in the bio, ready to go.
Fantastic.
Support it. He's the man who went out into the floodwaters. I couldn't believe it at the time. I said, please, just get him home, son.
We love it. And that's the Bolta beer for a year, I'd imagine. It'd be
100%. Yeah. Now, you know that.
I do. Those eyes are like saucers, right?
Wore the T-shirt.
So we'll have to get you back down there, Al. And,
look at him. You should see him. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay.